Previously on Carrier.
You ever driven a reefer?
What?
A refrigerated trailer. Do you know how to handle one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Ray, what is it?
It's not a farm. Not exactly.
It's a tight schedule. You'll have to pump the air and keep an eye on the temp gauge with this heat wave, and just don't let it get above 32.
32.
Once Shep finishes loading, he'll get you the SLC info and your outbound weight.
Hold up, I don't get to expect it first?
We bolt seal all our trailers. Novanto's policy. It's not going to be a problem, is it?
Ray, I hope you know what you're doing.
Sealed trailer. Yeah, that could be anything. Drugs, plutonium, aliens.
Mr. Caldwell, I'm a little concerned about what I might be transporting in a... Terrell?
Ray, it's Dad.
Terrell, you need to calm down. What happened?
I don't know. No one knows. He just blacked out and they can't get him back. What am I supposed to do,
Ray? It's okay, Shug. It's going to be okay. I'm on the road. I'll be there in a few hours.
Okay. Are you listening? Good. This is not a podcast. This is not an audiobook. This is a dimensional experience set in the unseen realms to your left, your right, and all that lingers between. We ask that you put on headphones if possible. Use caution during your journey and always listen carefully.
Q Code presents Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo. Written and directed by Dan Blank.
This is long before the days of GPS. So here I am, tilling off my roadmap while juggling a footlong. And I'm so focused on deciphering my map through this mess of beef and beans that I fail to notice the big, bold, low-clearance sign rushing window.
Oh, shit.
I slam into the overpass, and, well, all I can remember is the sound. That piercing screech of metal, like a T-Rex passing a kidney stone. But somehow, I scrape my way through, and once I'm in the clear, I look back in my rearview mirror, and I realize I've sheared off the entire roof of my trailer.
Oh my God, come on.
Well, it didn't take long for the local lawman to find me, and I could just see him. Yucking it up as he saunters up to my window. And he says, son, you have any idea why I stopped you? Possess me. But I say, yes, sir, I know. I'm not supposed to be driving with no open container.
Oh, man. I so want that one to be true.
As God says, I worked two shifts for the company that day, my first and my last. Well, how about you? What was your worst day on the road?
I think I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Oh, hey, no problemo. Sorry about that. If you need a chaser, I can always tell you about the poor half gasoline out of my septic tank.
You know something, Hutch? You're all right.
Oh, back at you, driver. You remind me a lot of my daughter.
How's that?
That's like pulling teeth to get either one of you to laugh at my jokes. You got kids?
Yeah. A girl and a boy. We do a family dinner every night over the phone, but I haven't squeezed them or tucked them in 3 weeks. It's been a tough stretch.
Yeah, it ain't easy in this business. Let this job take priority over family. Or else one day, you might come home and find there's no family left to come home to. I'm sorry, I'm sounding like a bad country song right now, aren't I?
No, it's okay. I feel you. When's the last time you've been home?
Now it's my turn to take a bath.
My dad would have liked you. He was an owner-operator, too.
Ah, oh, a dying breed.
Yeah. He had this tricked-out 87 cab over Pete. All purple and turquoise. White Mustangs, airbrushed on the doors. My mama couldn't stand it because he'd skip meals so he could spend his lunch money on more lights for the damn thing. But when he'd roll up on our street, he'd look so damn cool, and he knew it. First black driver to get into Jackknife magazine.
How about that?
You know where Cancer Alley is?
Cancer Alley, sure. That run between Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Yeah. All the petrochemical plants along the river.
A real skid mark on this country.
Yeah. My dad and I used to run loads down there. They paid more than anyone, so we'd do it until we couldn't take the fumes any longer. But one time, we get down there and we find out hurricane season got a jump on us. And we've been through all sorts of storms together, you know? But this was something else. Like, they were starting to evacuate New Orleans again, but the shippers kept pushing us to make our delivery. So it was... So I'm behind the wheel at one point, and the I-10 turns into a parking lot. And all I want to do is be done so we can go home. But my dad's asleep in the back, so I make the decision to get off the highway, which is probably the dumbest thing I could have done.
What happened?
Flash flood. I was on some local road. It all happened so fast. I lost control. I just remember grabbing my dad out of the sleeper, half awake. He was still in his damn underpants. We were okay, though. They got us out.
And the truck?
Gone. Washed away. Probably a shipwreck somewhere.
I'm sorry. It could have been a lot worse.
I know. Insurance found some bullshit reason not to cover my dad's claim, so he couldn't keep the business going. After that, we never drove together again. I went back to school. He got roped into getting a fleet truck with financing from the carrier. Could never make enough to get out of the hole again. So, did I win?
I'd say so.
Sorry. I could really use that septic tank story right about now.
You know, I would, kiddo, but we might have to pick it up later. It looks like it's open for business.
What?
Way station inspection requested.
Yep, no pre-pass tonight. They're herding everyone into the coop. Probably training new cadets, or the troopers just need to get their jollies out at someone. Evening! How you boys doing tonight?
God damn it. Just what I need right now.
You, pull forward onto the scale. Yeah, don't set your parking brake. Just leave it in neutral and turn it off.
How you doing, officer? Need my license?
I'll take that. Bill of lading?
Let me grab it. Where the... I know it's...
That is?
I know it's here somewhere.
Your dash?
Yeah. How's your evening going?
Rough. Let's hope it doesn't get worse. I'm just gonna open your door real quick, grab a number off the inside. Okay, just sit tight while I enter this in the system, and then I'll come back and take a look at your box.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, hang on. I don't know how much. Problems. You already got inspected this month?
Yeah, last week.
This is great. You just made my night a lot easier. This will be quick.
Cool. Thank you.
Rocky, come on.
Ma'am, has the trailer been opened or tampered with for any reason since you left the shipper?
No, why?
The reported weight on your BOL says it's about 200 pounds over what our scales read. You see that?
Huh? But...
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to have to take a peek back there.
Really? It's all sealed up.
Not a problem. Hey, Dad, I'm going to need those
pulls. Wait, is that really necessary?
Don't worry. We'll document everything and we'll put a fresh seal on it. I know shippers can be a pain in the ass about this.
Here you go.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Yeah. Just give us a sec here.
Shit. This is so fucked. DeAndre, now is not a good time.
Mom, do we own life jackets?
Jamil, I can't talk right now, sweetie. I need you to go back to bed.
Elisa says if there's a flood, I'm going to drown because I can't swim.
Tell your sister Chicago is not going to get flooded. We'll just get droughts.
What?
Nothing. I gotta go.
Hey, good news. I figured out the discrepancy.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't have to break your seal. Bad news is you're leaking water like crazy back there.
You serious?
There's probably something going on with your reefer unit. Might want to get that looked at as soon as you can.
Okay.
Oh, not here. There's a rest area just up the road. Now keep it moving. Try safe.
Okay. I'll try, try that again. Thermostat looks right. You know anything about reefer units?
Nope.
Oh, no worries. Have a good night.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Mr. Caldwell, it's Raylene, again. I'm just letting you know there's a slight problem with the trailer. The thermostat's saying 28, but I'm pulping the air and it's reading 37. Also, I'm looking at the defrost tubes, and there's a lot more water draining out than there should be. So I don't know what is going on here, but... the fuck? Also, I'm looking through the inspection panel on the back. Is there any chance an animal climbed in during the load? Can't see shit. Hello?
Hey.
Oh my God.
Wayne said you got a problem with your reefer unit?
Yeah, you mind? The temperature's out of whack and my drains are dumping water. See?
Huh. Could be your evaporator coils plugged up. Or a blockage in the bulkhead. You had that unit calibrated recently?
I'm not sure. I just picked it up.
Let's take a look. Sometimes the defrost cycle on these gets stuck. Especially if it's fighting outside temperature like tonight.
You all alone out here?
Yeah.
Not a great place to break down like this. All kinds of lowlifes around here.
You know what? I'm fine. I'm just gonna get it to a garage.
Whoa, shh. You hear that?
Hear what?
Your problem. Sounds like you got rats.
Rats?
Probably chewed right through them sensor wires.
Huh. That must be what it is.
Dry box from Vegas to Albert Quackie, and I'm taking a scenic detour through the Navajo Nation. Well, the sun goes down, and I'm alone on this pitch black canyon road. I swear, I start to hear this child crying somewhere, like it's in pain. Then I hear more children shrieking, a whole gaggle of them. And I realize, look, they're surrounding it. I check my side mirror and I can make out these shadowy figures are sprinting and banging on my rig. But no matter how much I speed up, they're keeping pace with me. Ain't too versed in Native American lore, but I heard about shapeshifters and skinwalkers on the road. And I'm convinced these spirits have come to claim my soul. I'm so spooked that I had a bolt out in front of me and I swerved to miss it. I nearly jackknifed and I skid to a stop, and steadily all those creatures, they go scampering off into the darkness. And I finally realize what they are. I swear, I nearly pissed my britches. Oh, I lose you again.
Hey, sorry, I'm here. I was just thinking about something. Have you ever heard of Navanto?
Oh yeah, sure. Monsters.
Huh?
I listen to a lot of public radio. Ravenous bloodsuckers swoop into farm communities, gobble up resources, and poison the land with their toxic swill. Probably the most destructive agro company out there. And that's a hell of a distinction. Does this have anything to do with that story you heard earlier on the CB? About the vault-sealed produce?
Yeah. Who do you think that driver should contact if he suspected he were transporting something questionable?
Well, I would imagine her or his dispatcher.
Right. What if that's not really an option?
Then I'd probably just have to grit my teeth and notify the state police.
State police? There isn't anyone else?
Look, I trust the deeps. I trust a dog with a ham sandwich. But reporting it will get you in a lot less trouble than getting caught for ditching the trailer outright. Miss, if you're in water, I can call somebody for you.
Hutch? Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
I told you to monitor the temperature and keep it below 32.
I did. But you wouldn't let me inspect your nasty trailer before it got sealed up, so apparently rats chewed through the wires to the thermostat.
The hell are you talking about?
You've got rats all over that trailer. I could hear them scratching against the walls.
Oh my God.
Mr. Caldwell? I need to know what the hell I'm transporting here. It isn't just corn back there, is it?
All right, change of plans. I need you to get to the next certified scale.
I already went through the weigh station. It was 200 pounds under from all the ice that melted.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. An hour and a half?
I need you to check it again.
How about this? I'm gonna drive to the next safe haven, I'm gonna unhook this trailer, and you can have someone else come and claim it and finish the job.
We cannot have you compromising the delivery like that. Just drive to the next scale.
There aren't any. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
There's a Catscale at the pilot about 8 miles up the road.
How do you know where I am? Are you following me?
Look, just get us the updated weight and report back.
Can I help you?
I need to get weighed.
The scales close at midnight.
Of course they did.
Is this your first weigh or re-weigh?
First weigh.
Hang on. Truck number?
68306.
All right, come off the scale, bring your truck and trailer license plate numbers to the fuel desk for your certificate.
Well, okay. Thanks.
What's your emergency?
Shut the fuck up. Hey, Miss Watts. Thanks for holding. Can you describe these contents in a little more detail? You're not giving me much to go on.
I heard something moving back there earlier, and when I weighed the trailer, the gross weight jumped about 320 pounds in the last few hours. So whatever is back there, I think it's growing.
Yeah, boy, that certainly does sound peculiar.
I'm not making this up, man.
Well, I can't submit a report to my commander like this. Are you driving right now?
Yeah. I got nervous someone might be following me.
Well, if you can just pull over and take a look back there.
I told you, it's all sealed up.
But isn't there a little vent door on those trailers?
Yeah, right, there is. The inspection panel.
Okay then, you wanna take a look and call us back?
No. Stay with me.
Yes, this line is for emergencies only.
Just please, don't hang up. I'm looking. Trailer is feeling warm. Can you hear that?
Not really. What do you see?
Hang on. I'm walking to the back. Looking through the inspection door. I think a pallet tipped over and it's blocking the view, but it smells funky, like moldy.
So your malfunctioning refrigerated trailer full of produce is warm and smells bad. Yeah, well, sounds like you solved your mystery all on your own.
Wait. There's something big moving around behind the pallet. It's glowing.
Glowing?
Kind of greenish, not that bright.
Ma'am?
Okay.
You okay?
I'm gonna put you on speaker. I need to get my camera phone in there to get a better angle. Are you still with me? I can almost see. Oh, fuck.
Ma'am, are you still there?
Yeah.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
I dropped the phone in there.
Ma'am,
oh, Jesus. What did you see? A tail.
Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo as Raylene Watts. Written, directed, and edited by Dan Blank. Produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cynthia Erivo. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. With performances by Robert Longstreet, Joel McKinnon Miller, Dylan Bruno, Chris Ellis, Paul Hewitt, Ashley Becerra, Nate Torrance, Lance Reddick, and Elliot Gould. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Dimensional audio design by Salt Audio and Dan Blank. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervision by Sam Beasley. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Additional country music by Mr. Paradise. Recorded at Todd A.O. Studios.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.